Give it up right now for first time at the Flag Slam, Rogers, D. Rogers, Lubin.
I don't want to fuck a fat girl. I don't want to fuck a girl who has rolls or folds or rises or who people say she has such a pretty face. I don't want a girl who wears overalls because fat girls for some reason think that overalls are slimming, or a girl who will tell me with indignation how she would have been so admired by Botticelli. I don't want her to be beautiful on the inside. I don't want her to remember how hot she was when she was thinner or imagine how hot she might be if someday she were. At the very least, I want her to be with me in the body that she has right now. So yeah, I want her to be thin. Like, so thin she can wrap a dirty bedsheet around herself and look exquisite enough to go to a ball. So thin that other girls take her aside at parties and quietly confess concerns about her health without even trying to conceal the hate in their eyes. I want her to have smooth skin and rock-solid muscles and ribs I can feel with my hand and legs that fold back like a Swiss Army knife. I want her breast to be firm and her voice to be sultry and her mind to be as sharp as a scorpion's tail, and I want her to climb me like a jungle gym. I want to fuck the way that thin people fuck. The way y'all just do it without caring, without having to earn it in 100 positions and speeds, because y'all fuck so much that you get bored with fucking, and sometimes hard and fast like a jackhammer, and sometimes, oh, so slow and sweet, because you don't have to worry if you're too fat as a couple to stay penetrated. I don't care if she's sweet or a great kisser or gives imaginary supermodel quality head. I don't want another body like mine pressed up against me, because it will never get close enough, and my bed is old. And it can't bear that much weight or that much shame. I don't want her to be thin. I don't want her to think she's thin. I don't want her to be fat. I don't want her to think she's fat. I don't want her to even believe marginally in the possibility of her own fatness. I want her to be radiant and defiantly self-assured, and I want her to revel in the glory of my enormity. I want her to think of me as erotically monumental, as carnally majestic, not large like Marlon Brando or Orson Welles or John Goodman, but large like the statue of Zeus, the fucking colossus at Rhodes. When we go out, I want her to ride on my back like a monkey, and when we're home, I want her to ride me like a stallion on the cover of a fantasy novel. I have earned this. I don't want her to be fat. I don't want her to be jealous. I do want her to smoke cigarettes, but I don't want her to whine when she can't. I want her to drive a stick shift and play pool in a halter top and win. I want her to be able to distinguish between fantasy and science fiction. I don't want her to wear purple because she thinks that purple makes her unique. And I don't want her to think that being a girl and wearing boots is the same thing as being a feminist. I want a woman I don't have to force myself to appreciate. I want to feel the sharp edges of her hips against the soft pads of mine. I want shoulder blades and collarbone and realizing she isn't wearing a bra. I want the kind of passion that I hear about and read about and catch out of the corner of my eye. And God damn it if I don't want it to look as good as it feels. I just want to fuck the way that normal people do.
That was D. Rogers Lubin.